On our weekly animal welfare feature this week, we chat to the founder of the Brainy Birds Rescue Facility, Dee Hendricks. Dee, good morning. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for inviting us. It's an honor to be on your show.
Now, Dee, like me, you have a hate, and you hate seeing parrots being kept in cages. Is this a big problem in South Africa?
It's a very big problem in South Africa. You know, birds shouldn't be in captivity. They should be flying free in the sky. That's why they got wings. That's what they're supposed to do. Not pets at all.
Now, this has led you to start the Brainy Birds Rescue Facility. Tell us about how this came about.
Okay, I rescued my first bird when I was 40 years old out of a pet shop. And this little cockatiel stayed with me for about 15 years until he died of old age. With me having this baby bird and this young bird and then an old bird, I realized what it's like to actually have a bird in captivity and what their needs really is all about. And I vowed I would never own a bird again, which I never did, until I realized the many people that have birds, the birds that sold in pet shops, and knowing what I've gone through with the little cockatiel, it is just so unfair. And I started studying and I started teaching people what it's like to own a bird. So from the age of 14, I've kind of advised people, helped people. I'm not going to tell you my age, but I'm an old lady. And that is all I do.
Do you think that if people understood more about the life of a parrot in the natural environment, in the wild, and their true nature and their basic needs, do you think people would actually go out there and buy parrots?
A lot of people that I've come across that own birds, that I've helped, that I've educated about the birds that they have said if they knew what they're in for, they would never, ever have got a bird and kept him in captivity. Yes, if people have the education and they know what it's about, they will definitely not keep these birds in captivity.
Now, it takes a lot of time and money to really take care of a parrot or a bird in captivity. Can you talk us through the kind of demands and the time you need and the kind of finances that you need to take care properly of a bird in captivity, especially a parrot?
Absolutely. Birds bond with people. They bond with a person for life. Most of parrots' life is 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years even. Now imagine having a bird bonded to you for so many years, and you have to be with that bird 24 hours because that is what they do when they bond with another bird. It's impossible. Life changes. You have children. You get divorced. You move country. It's a job. You can't take this bird to your job with you now, can you?
Right.
Now, when these birds are in captivity, we get a lot of complaints. These birds are screaming. They're plucking their feathers out because they have separation issues. When they are bonded with each other, they are with each other 24/7. When you own a bird, the least bit of time you should give that bird is 5 hours a day. Now, if you think of your work, your kids, your life revolving around you, could you give that bird that commitment for the next 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever years? It's practically impossible. Would you want to do that?
Do we know how many exotic birds are being kept in South African homes?
You know, it's a ballpark figure because we just basically have an estimation. It is actually on our website, which I did a couple of years ago, but I can't remember exactly how much it is. Many thousands of birds. Every second household practically has a captive bird in it.
Well, why do you think that is? Why do you think people would want to keep a bird in captivity in their home? What is it about having a bird in a cage in your home?
Okay. That's a very good question because I get that question all the time. I would like to adopt a bird, a white cuddly bird. I want a bird that can talk and a bird that does not bite. There's no such thing. Now, that is most of the time people want a bird to sit in a cage, to look beautiful and to talk, to repeat what you say, to be cuddly. A lot of people's children leave home and they want a baby again. What do they get? Instead of a puppy or a cat that, I don't know why they decide to get a bird, but they want a baby bird that they can feed, which they think will be bonded to them forever, which doesn't happen. When a bird reaches sexual maturity, he chooses who he wants to bond with. And it's very, very seldom the person that has brought that bird up, that's been the caregiver of that bird, they choose the child or the husband or a family member to bond with. And that's where a lot of problems come in. People misunderstand what it is to own a bird and what the consequences is when that bird changes, when they reach that age.
Do you know how many parrots, and we're talking parrots in specifically parrots here, suffer duress, abuse or displacement? Are there any stats available?
You know, not really. I'm the only fans in South Africa. I've only really started with big rescue about 4 years ago. Other than that, I did it at my home. I've never had the opportunity or the chance, but there's many. I can't give you a figure, unfortunately. We've got 200 birds in our sanctuary. If I had the space and if I had the financial means, I could easily have 800 birds here within a matter of 3 months.
Right.
Fair to say.
Yes, it is. It's a story that really upsets me because I'm against this whole idea of caging up a bird, something that should be enjoying their freedom in the wild. It's for me, I cannot make peace with that idea. But I love the fact that we have people like you who are putting their heart and soul into rescue and rehabilitation of parrots and birds in captivity. I see on your website you have an adoption program. Talk to us about that.
Okay, we have an adoption program which a lot of people don't agree with because they do not understand what it's like to actually own a bird. People have to come and work at the sanctuary. They've got to come and interact with a bird. The bird that they choose might not choose them. I've got to look at the whole situation and see which birds are interested in the people that come to the sanctuary. They have to get the education. They've got to get it in every manner, the psychological issues with the bird, what food to give the bird and how much freedom to give the bird. I've got to get to know the people to see, do they have enough time to keep right. that bird in captivity and give him the best life ever?
Unlike,
so it's a very long process.
Right. Unlike adopting a dog or a cat, and they're very responsive and personal animals or pets, with a parrot, how do you know that they like the person?
I am a parrot behavior specialist, so I can see the bird's behavior towards the person. When the bird shows interest in the person, he will approach the person without biting the person. If the bird has been rehabilitated and he's learned to trust all humans, he will then show the interest. He will regurgitate for the person. He will step up on the person. And he will start interacting with the person of his choice.
I suppose there is no ABC 1, 2, 3 kind of answer to this question, Dee. How long does this process of rehabilitation take?
Every bird is different. I have got an African grey ear, which was so badly abused and so badly traumatized by people's hands, sticks, in so many different forms. It's taken me 5 years to rehabilitate this bird. It depends from bird to bird. It depends on the form of abuse he's had and how long the abuse has taken place. So every bird is different. One bird might come in that's been badly abused and he would immediately take to me and the process will start and within a matter of time. It totally depends from bird to bird.
How do you help someone who has a bird that won't stop biting and screaming?
I need to teach those people that it's always on the bird's terms. I need to teach them how to read the bird's body language and also look at the bird. Why is a bird is biting that person? That person might remind the person, might remind him of a person that had caused abuse to him. He might not trust that person for certain reasons. He might just not like the look of the person because they have a red ribbon or a red shirt on. The reasons there is also enormous, but I've got to look at the person, the interaction between the bird and the person, basically.
We're chatting to Dee Hendricks. She is the founder of the Brainy Birds Rescue Facility, and amazing work that you're doing. So much dedication and time and love, I think, is the main thing, and passion that goes into this kind of calling. I don't want to call it a job because it's not a job. It is a calling. So Dee, talk to us about the nutritional needs of a parrot's in captivity and how one can grow your own food to give them a nice, nutritious and balanced meal.
Okay, that is a long process as well. When you go and buy a bird in the pet shop or you take on a bird, you are under the impression a bird needs to eat seed, black sunflower seeds. Now imagine you eating a loaf of bread for the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 70, whatever years the birds live. The nutritional value in sunflower seeds is minimal. Yes, they do need the fats, but in general, you cannot feed a bird for so many years only on sunflower seeds. If you look at the birds in the wild, parrots in particular, they don't fly around the world looking for sunflower seeds. They eat bark, they eat trees, they eat flowers, they eat vegetables. They wreck fields of corn, they wreck fields of farmers. Their nutritional need is enormous, actually. Fresh produce is the main thing that birds need to keep them healthy, happy, and to stop aggressivity, actually.
What advice do you have for people considering buying a parrot as a pet?
Please, don't ever buy a parrot as a pet. Why? Ask yourself, why would you want a parrot as a pet? First of all, it's not a cuddly animal. Secondly, think about how long that bird lives. And then think about the time, the space, plus how to keep that bird happy by giving him a lot of freedom, by giving him between 5 and 8 hours a day of your time. If you cannot do that, do not buy a bird. Do not buy a bird for children. Birds don't like children. They'll take their face off. Please, birds aren't pets. Go and get a puppy. Adopt a dog. They're cuddly. They're beautiful animals. Birds have extreme moods. Every season, they become extremely aggressive. Their diet needs to be changed. You don't have enough time to actually give a bird a proper life.
Well, what process do we follow if we visit neighbors, friends, or maybe strangers, and they have a parrot in a cage, and you can see that the parrot is in a really bad condition and is probably malnourished or being abused in the process? What do we do then? Do we contact you?
You know, the best thing is to always approach people in a nice manner. People are very aggressive when it comes to animals, and they assume they know it all when it comes to birds. So approaching a person is normally saying, you know, I've come across this beautiful website about parrots in captivity. You'll be amazed at how much you can teach your bird, give it a better life, and make the cage into a beautiful forest. Don't you think that's a good idea for a bird in captivity? That's the kind of approach I normally tell people, to tell their friends or people they come across that a bird sits on a stick with absolutely nothing. Just sitting there being a pretty bird stuck in a cage, four walls, like a prisoner.
Well, if it's really bad, call the local SPCA or Animal Welfare Society.
Absolutely. Now, we deal with the SPCAs when they come across these, and with normal people, neighbours, that kind of thing. They will give people my number and say, just call Dee. Maybe Dee can give you a few tips on making life better. Mm-hmm. We try and do education rather than the aggressive way and just say, that bird shouldn't be with you. Do the education, because there is no education, actually. And you can give the bird a better life, and you can have a much nicer pet, seeing that you have it.
Dee, how do people get hold of you or get in
touch?
We've
got our we have our website. I don't know if you guys have it on your pages or whatever, We've got a beautiful Facebook page, which we do a lot of education on. Can I give you the details?
Yes, please.
The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/rainybird, one word. And our website is www.rainybird.co.za.
Do you have a number people can call if they need to chat to you directly? Or would you prefer people to send you an email or connect via Facebook?
I think it is better. I work with 200 birds a day. I very seldom have my phone on me.
Right.
And I can have like 20, 30 missed calls in the evening, and the evening can carry through to 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So it's always better to pop us an email or through our Facebook page. Our volunteers are very active. People can ask questions, and they get answers much quicker. We've got our vets on our Facebook page. Everybody is involved, which is nice.
Right. We're going to leave it there. We're going to leave it there for now. And if you feel you'd like to donate to this particular cause, go onto their website. It's brainybirds.co.za. You will see a donate now button. And I know that animal welfare organizations are always in need of funding. Or maybe you have bird feed or you'd like to go and volunteer some of your time to go and help Dee and her team at the rescue facility. Then drop them an email. It's d@brainybirds.co.za. You can also go on to their website, brainybirds.co.za, and they're also on Facebook, facebook.com/brainybirds. Dee, thank you so much for your time this morning, and we wish you well with your endeavors ahead.
Thank you very much for inviting us to the show. It's always excellent to do some education, especially when it comes to exotic animals.
There we go. That is Dee Hendricks, Brainy Birds Rescue founder, and they're a rescue facility and doing amazing work. Go and check out their webpage on brainybirds.co.za.